Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Hello, Fleur.
Hi, David. Good to see you again.
We're back in the cafe.
I know. Got my coffee here.
Yes, large coffee, but look at it.
I always order a large. and sometimes I've received smaller ones by mistake. So obviously the person taking my order misunderstood or what have you. And I always feel cheated if I get a small one. Because they seem to go so quickly. A large just lasts longer. But anyway.
Hopefully it will last this episode.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The time we've given ourselves for us to finish our coffees during our conversation, although this could be a long conversation looking at the size of it, that coffee.
I know, so it's a bit extra, extra large, which normally I don't do, so.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you'll be hyper energetic by the end if you've drunk all of that.
For sure.
The last time we spoke, we were talking about burnout and overwhelm, and you mentioned something that got me curious.
Mm.
You mentioned something called smart work design.
Yes.
And to be honest, I don't know too much about what that might be.
Yeah.
What is it, Fleur?
Yeah. And not many people would. If I say the word smart work design, they'll look at me strangely. So
I guess would be that if I'm in a role and I'm feeling incredibly busy or overwhelmed, then there's some strategies in there to make me have more balance, more productive.
Sort of. So I guess an easy way for me to talk about it is to talk about how I found out about it. So it was probably 4 years ago. Obviously, the pandemic, so forth, well-being, very top of mind for many organisations. And I found this Thrive at Work resource, which has been developed by Curtin University, which is over in WA, our friends over there. So Professor Sharon Parker, she's someone for people to sort of look up. So basically, it's an organisational psychology concept around how we design work so that it is conducive or supports our psychological well-being. And I think it's becoming more, it's been around, this concept of work design has been around for a long time, so 30 plus years, but it's really just starting to come into prominence now. And I think that's got a lot to do with the increased focus on well-being, but also organisations have to be more accountable now. So, you know, health and safety is being very much focused on physical aspects, but now the psychological aspects are getting far more attention, and there is a requirement for organisations to make sure that people feel psychologically safe, not just physically safe. So smart work design is really a collection of the research around what are the different parts of work that can impact people's psychological well-being.
And I'm thinking that SMART must be an acronym. It must stand
How
for something.
Did you guess? Yes. So apparently, Sharon Parker, Professor Sharon Parker, knew about, you know, SMART goals. I think most of us have heard about SMART goals.
Yes, I have.
So she sort of borrowed that acronym for SMART goals and turned it into this concept around work design. So let me talk you through it. So S is stimulating. So our work that we do should be stimulating, it should be challenging, and we should be able to use a variety of skills and problem-solving ability. So that would mean if we're doing a job that's kind of repetitive and monotonous and a bit boring, that is detrimental to our well-being. So we want to make sure our jobs have that level of stimulation. The M is mastery. So this is the idea that we should be able to have the right level of mastery to complete our roles to a strong level. So we want to be able to develop and improve and have continuous learning in our work.
So the level of expertise, which is just about right.
Yeah. Yes. Our agency, that's the A, agency or autonomy. So people having the opportunity to make decisions and have choices around their work. So that can be to varying degrees. So sometimes, you know, there's certain things we don't have control over, but we want to have at least some control over some aspects of our work. The R is for relational, so that's around having positive relationships in the workplace, both with your co-workers and with your leaders and so forth. And the last one is the big one, really, particularly if we think about the last episode, which is tolerable demands. So this is making sure that demands of our work are not excessive. So there's always going to be demands in our work. Like that's part, if we have low demands, that's actually quite detrimental to well-being. But the same is if we have excessive demands, particularly over an extended period of time, that can be really negative impacts on our.
So it's all about getting the sweet spot. Because I've been in roles where it's been very repetitive.
Yes.
Not much happens.
Yes.
I'm not very using my creativity or problem-solving skills. And this is very dull.
Yes.
And I get pretty bored, and now my emotions are dipping.
Yes.
But likewise, I've been in roles that are highly demanding.
Yes.
And massive work demands. Intolerable, if we're going to go with the T here. And so that's not good for my well-being either. So
no.
There's this sort of narrow range where it's got to...
Yeah, it is just... It's that constant trying to get that equilibrium. So that's what's challenging is it's not a fixed thing. You know, it's something... And also, you know, you think about mastery, for example. You might start in a role where you have a not bad level of mastery, but then over time, because of experience and because you have done the role, you've increased your skill set and so forth. But over time, that might start to become dull because you've exceeded now your level of competence in that role. Oh. So it's something that throughout your time of working is not static. It's going to keep changing.
Constantly evolving.
Yeah.
Constantly growing.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the biggest challenge for leaders in terms of their people, you know, making sure that all the smart elements are in place. And also for individuals, because we can also influence some of these aspects. So we talk about there's top-down approaches to ensure smart work design, and there's bottom-up approaches, which is, you know, individuals having an impact. So it's a big topic, David. maybe we need about another 5 coffees for us to talk about. But it's very exciting to think that there's this kind of guidance out there that we can look at to make sure our work, if we're an individual, what can we do to bring in these elements in our work so that we can feel happy and healthy and productive and get that sense of achievement and all of those really positive well-being things. That we've got this guidance, we've got this research that can help us think about what we can do.
Well, I can see the passion just shining through.
I know, I'm spilling my coffee. Sorry.
You've
knocked the table. Coffee's gone everywhere. Sorry about that.
I can see you're so into it. But it's really interesting to hear about this and think about those two different approaches. There's the top-down and the bottom-up. So culturally, we have a way of setting ourselves up so that more of our people are in that sweet spot.
Yes.
But also individually, we can do things that point towards that as well.
Yeah. Well, it just means we're more able to be specific about what we can do. I think employee well-being has been such a big topic. And in the past, it's really focused on external things like let's send people to yoga and let's do some meditation. And it's not that those things are bad, but what we're saying is it's the individual's responsibility to kind of be well, whereas it's actually the design of work. that has the impact. So, you know, yoga, a yoga class isn't going to make the demands of our work reduce.
No, it's a systemic cultural.
Yeah. So you talked about sort of you didn't talk about that. You talked about sustainability. Sorry, that word did not roll off my tongue very well.
Human sustainability.
Yeah, the sustainability of work, yoga, meditation, those really positive, you know, healthy diet, all of those things are so useful, but they don't reduce the demands of our work. Yep. They don't make our work more stimulating or increase our mastery or agency. So it just kind of ignores those really important things that the research tell us that we need for well-being at work.
And if you're interested in that specific topic, we linked in the last episode a TED Talk Jen Fisher on that very topic. So yeah, that's worth having a watch. But also, this research is available to us. Fleur, where can people find out more about this? How can they contact us?
Yeah, well, they can contact me or you through LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Or we've got a, well, you can introduce newest.
Breaking news. we have gone up a level. We have an Insta account.
I know. It's actually, we'll talk about it in another episode, but we very much, it was a bit of a dilemma about whether we do this.
Yes, stay tuned for a social media episode coming to Coffee with Fleur soon. However, in terms of contacting us, yes, search Coffee with Fleur on Insta or on LinkedIn. They can reach you particularly because it's your area of expertise.
Yeah, I would love to help, and I do at the moment, but love to help more leaders, if you like, understand how they can use smart work design and also individuals as well. It's such a big topic. I think we need to come back in a couple of weeks and talk about it again, because I haven't really given people some tips on how they can,
I'm really interested what individuals can do.
Mm.
We talked about the bottom up, what strategies and tools can we do. So I think another coffee is absolutely a fantastic idea. Let's make this a two-parter, Fleur.
Okay, no worries, because, you know, I've built this one anyway, so I'll try not to spill the next one with my excitement.
Yeah, we've got some mapping up to do, haven't we?
All right, thank you, David. I look forward to sharing those tips with you shortly in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic. See you soon, Fleur.
Okay, bye.
Bye.